no tuviera mil razones para estar bien emputada. Me dicen vándala, me dicen malandra, por paredes pintar, por tu nombre gritar. Mi vida vale más que la de un monumento. Calladas nunca más llegó nuestro momento. Soy soberana, no sigo los mandamientos. Soy pecadora, no tengo remordimientos. Dicen que no tengo humildad, pero ¿por qué voy a ocultar que soy chingona y más allá? Machitos, pónganse a llorar. Y rompe el suelo que llegaron las cabronas, todas las brujas, todas las gritonas. Mueve el booty que llegaron las cabronas, todas las gatas, todas las perronas.
Cuerpo es mío, si quiero muevo el trasero, no necesito un caballero, porque yo hago lo que quiero. Yo soy la que 9 a 5 le da para abajo, le da hasta abajo, nunca cierro pico, ese no es mi trabajo, pa'l carajo, ese no es mi trabajo. Soy la que un macho saca de pedo, voy derecho, no me quito, quítate de en medio, afuera es un matadero, no quiero andar con miedo, lo que pasa en México, como quiera no me encierro. Latinoamérica, me estás oyendo. Oye, dime mundo si me estás viendo. Que lo que pasa nos están matando. Por eso las calles vamos tomando.
Una cumbia astral para los amantes de la buena cumbia. Lo lanzamos para aquellos que conocen la cumbia y les gusta lo realmente rítmico.
Family Foundation Legacy Program was created by the Unison Fund to support Canadian music industry veterans. For more information on this lifeline of hope, visit unisonfund.ca.
Ooh, yes. So we are about two-thirds of the way through our fun hour of music from Monterrey, Mexico, and I'm always learning new stuff. Every city is its own universe of styles and, yeah, cross-pollinating genres. So we're diving now into the cumbia rebajada style of music from Monterrey, and we just heard a new artist who's using that classic inspiration of slowing down cumbias, dubbing it out, just freaking it out, you know. So that was El Cholo Astral, which is a pretty funny name for an artist. Cholo is like a kind of a, how do you describe it? A cholo is like kind of a Mexican gangster, dresses a certain way. In the U.S. and Mexico, it's the urban subculture. Yeah, baggy pants, khakis, white t-shirt, flannel shirts, buttoned up only at the top button, shaved heads, and religious or cultural black ink tattoos. Anyway, kind of like, yeah, from the barrios, you could say. Anyways, Cholo Astral, the artist we just heard and are hearing still. So, yeah, from Monterrey, of course, and from the album Cumbia Astral, we heard the title track. So, yeah, he's finding ways of, yeah, mixing electronic music with cumbia. You could just call it electro cumbia. But anyway, so just tell you what we heard, and then I'll explain a bit more about Cumbia Rebajada. We heard before that, what was it? Oh, yes. It was similar stuff. Definitely cumbia vibes, but a bit more electronic. Zoot Zoot, Z-U-T, Z-U-T. And the song Cannibal from the album Altar, which came out in May. And before that, we started with some hip-hop. So it was Kamikaze by Niña Dios. And yeah, rapping... mixing the word kamikaze and paparazzi and Kawasaki. So basically, you could say it was in Japanese, I guess, that song, and Spanish. And okay, so that's what we heard. And yeah, just explain this really interesting little subgenre that was born in Monterrey. Cumbia Rebajada just means kind of cheap cumbia, which is funny, like on sale, kind of cheap, slowed down cumbia. So in the 90s, apparently there was a center for Colombians, a lot of Colombians living in Monterrey, blasting cumbia and stuff. And one DJ, I think he's a local Mexican guy, at these parties called Sonideros, that's also the name for the DJs, accidentally turntable malfunctioned and the record slowed down, creating slower, deeper as well, because when you slow it down, the pitch goes down as well, so the voices sound like this, right? So a little sinister sounding. And yeah, the dancers enjoyed it, and it blossomed somehow into a distinct subgenre of cumbia. And the guy who's credited with kind of originating this style is maybe the guy whose turntable first malfunctioned. Yeah, DJ Sonido Dueñez, real name Gabriel Dueñez, who's still a part of this genre, and actually people get him to make a sonidero, a rebajada version of their album, simply slowing down the album. So we're going to hear that in a moment. A band who made up their own album, like inspired by that in the first place, but he made an even slower version of their album, and it's the first time he's made a whole album version of a rebajada rather than just like random tracks from different artists, as a DJ typically does. So yeah, it's funny to think of this as something that has been like, there's an album on Analog Africa, came out a few years ago, what was that, 2022, called Saturno 2000 La Rebajada de los Sonideros 1962 to 83. So it's a compilation of songs that were slowed down. So in this compilation, you hear the slowed down version of popular songs from like across Latin America, Cumbia Chicha, and yeah. So I'll play one here just to give an idea what the original songs were. You know, the popular songs that were turned into rebajadas. Should we hear the original first? Do we have this technology? Let's see if we can. It's a band from Mérida called Los Dinners. Mérida is in the Yucatan region, not too far from Cancun. And just a second. So before we hear the slowed down version, yeah, we found the original one here, I think. So let's check this out. There you go. So that's the original Cumbia Sampuesana by Los Diners. And now we're going to hear the slowed down version from the compilation Saturno 2000 on Analog Africa. Yeah, we'll hear this thing in its entirety. Check it out in all its slowed down, deep, dark glory. There you go. That was some pretty intense cumbia rebajada right there for you. I went maybe further than I planned into that subgenre, but hey, now you got the real Monterrey experience here. That was, yeah, Grupo Jejeje, J-E-J-E-J-E, with their whole album rebajadanized by Sonido Dueñez, the man who originated that genre, perhaps by accident. But yeah, they have that album in normal speed, and then that's the slowed down version of the whole album. The original band is a collaboration between Turbo Sonidero and Araballero. So Mexican cumbia at its strangest. Yeah, cool. And what did you hear before that? Do we remember? It was the compilation that's probably done more to popularize this style of cumbia to the world, Saturno 2000, from the album and from the label Analog Africa. Yes, we heard Mexican band Los Dinners with Sampuesana, which was slowed down. Not that much, but slowed down enough that it seems a little wonky, you know, which is what you want to do when you're turning it into a rebajada. So we're going to finish one last piece of music from Monterrey. This is now a classic, I guess you could say. It's from the year 2000. This is a band that did mix cumbia and hip-hop in a really cool way, and now they're called El Gran Silencio, and from the album El Retorno de los Chuntaros, that's the name of the song. El Retorno de los Chuntaros. The Return of the Chuntaros, from the album Chuntaros Radio Poder. Yeah. Lots going on in Monterrey. We just scratched the surface, but hope you enjoyed it. This is Wandering Rhythms signing off. Stick around for more great programming here on CJSF. I have been Nick Legacy. And yeah, one love to all humanity, creatures worldwide, universe-wide. Goodbye.
20 grados centígrados en esta mañana.